Hey there, it's Isaac Fisher here to talk to you about one of the most liked game series ever, Far Cry. Today we're going to talk about the latest game in the Far Cry series, Far Cry 5. We're just going to talk about the storyline, like what it's about, how everything goes down and such, and then like how the game really works, like feels good, stuff like that. All right, so first we're going to start off with the storyline. It's about a little county called Hope County in Wisconsin, I believe. The county is way back in some mountains. It's surrounded by mountains. Really, I believe the only way you could get in would be like by air, like plane or helicopter. But anyways, before this one started, before Far Cry 5 started, I haven't really played any of the other Far Cry, so I don't know if they like lead into this or what's going on. But anyways, there's some parents that own Hope County. They have three kids, but the parents die. I'm not sure what about how they die or anything. So the three kids, John Seed, Jacob Seed, and Faith Seed, each get their own third of the county. Now these, this family is a little, little kooky, I think. They create a cult within the Hope County, and it's like really, really, really religious and peaceful, and, kind of peaceful. If you don't follow their ways, then they turn to violence, and it's, you die pretty much. And so it goes on, and the cult, like I said, is very religious. They believe that you are a sinner until you have cleansed yourself by speaking to the Father, which is John Seed. And then they like almost drown you in some water, which is covered in this stuff called bliss, which is a plant that represents like acid or LSD or something. I don't know. Whenever you walk in it, you like see stars and you feel kind of weird. And if you're in it for too long, it takes you to this place where Faith Seed is. And then she kind of takes you through it, and it's all supposed to be all happy and stuff. And if some of your friends are in there, she's like, see, your friends are in here and they love it. And then it turns to your friends and it's like, dude, I love it here. I never want to leave. But it's really not them. They're just, their mind is being controlled by Faith Seed. She can pretty much control what you're doing when you're in the bliss. Anyways, so the story, it starts off with the Hope County Sheriff, and then some guy, which is he's like a CIA agent, and then the player, which is a rookie that is learning from the CIA agent to become a CIA agent, obviously. So they land because there's a warrant for John Seed's arrest, which he's obviously the more powerful of the three because everyone calls him the father. He's like the starter of the cult. Anyway, so they land at this like church outpost. And so they land and they're already like the pilots of the helicopter are sketchy about this place. And so is the sheriff, but this CIA agent seems pretty ready to go into this place and just arrest this guy like it's nothing. So what they do is they walk in, all the cultists are around watching as they walk in, and then they walk through the little village and they walk into the church, and John Seed is having like a church thing for his cult, and he's singing, and there's a band playing, and as soon as the marshal, which is the CIA agent, I think that's his name. Yeah, that's his name. As soon as the marshal walks in, he gives the rookie some handcuffs and says, "Go arrest that man up there without a shirt on." He doesn't have a shirt on. John C. doesn't. And so they go and arrest him, and he said that he tells his cult people, John C. tells his cult people to not do anything, and that God will not let them take him. So they walk out, they get to the helicopter, and all these cultists just start jumping on the helicopter as they begin to take off. We start jumping on it, pulling on it, trying to pull people out of the helicopter, anything they could do. And then one gets on the front, jumps into the propellers of the helicopter, crashes it, and then the screen goes black after they crash, so they hit the ground. And then, after a few seconds of black screen, they wake back up, and it's dark. And the rookie's just kind of chilling there. Everybody's gone, except for Rookie and the marshal. Like, the pilots are gone, the sheriff's gone. And he wakes up, marshal woke him up, and the marshal cut his seatbelt, landed down, and then John Seed came out of nowhere and took the marshal, and they went off somewhere with all of his cultists, and the rookie, he tried to cut himself down, but John Seed kept him there, and then somebody came through the radio and asked if everything was all right, because right before they landed, the Hope County Sheriff said, "If you don't hear from us back in 15 minutes, send in everything. Send in Coast Guard, send in Navy, send in everything they can." And so that never happened, obviously, apparently, because they got out and then they crashed. They got out and they said everything's all right and then they crashed. Anyways, so John C. takes this guy down, and then he escapes. Like, he runs through this, he runs through the forest, the rookie does. Like, John Seed cuts him down, and he gets down, and John Seed's about to take him, but he runs through the forest and just keeps running. And then that's kind of when the missions start, which don't really go in any order. It's more of a sandbox game than anything. You can do whatever missions you want. Your main goal is to get resistance points against the cult. And once you get certain amount of resistance points in each region, which the regions are based on the kids' places, like how much they own. I just have a blank. And then once you get enough resistance points, you get to fight the owner of the region. So you get enough resistance points, you can defeat Faith Seed. You get enough resistance points in John's region, you can defeat him. You get enough resistance points in Jacob's region, you can defeat him. And once all that happens, I'm not really sure what happens. I haven't made it that far. Anyways, moving on to the gameplay. It's really good gameplay, honestly. There is a lot to do, and I guess it runs smoothly. It looks nice. The graphics are nice. That's about it. So, until next time, I'll see y'all later.